Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Sarah Grunewald, the Main Street Washington Executive Director. So if you just want to get started by going over a little bit of what the event's about.
Sure. So it's actually a project we do every year called the Lights of Love Memory Trees. We started it last year as a project that we borrowed from Main Street Ottumwa. They had done this a couple years in a row, and it's a really beautiful project where they and we purchase 6-foot cut Christmas trees, and we display them in Central Park during the holiday season. And each tree is a memorial to someone from our community or someone related to someone in our community that they want to honor. And they are lit up during our lighting ceremony on November 24th this year, and they'll stay lit through New Year's. And so as you walk Central Park during the holiday season, you'll have all these Christmas trees lit up and be able to see all these people, loved ones who have gone before throughout our community.
And then you just kind of touched on it, but where did you get the idea from?
So Main Street Ottumwa had done it, and they have a Central Park also. And I don't know where they found the idea, but it was really striking, the photos of their trees. We have this network of Main Street communities. There's 54 of us, and we share ideas a lot. And so we call it R&D, rip off and duplicate, but it's really kind of like a idea share. And Fred, their director, had said, yeah, sure. Here's our work plan. Here's all of our stuff. It's a really great project, and it really gets the community involved and talking. So we decided to give it a shot, and we had 33 Christmas trees last year. We kind of started small. This year we have 50 trees coming, and we'd love to grow it so that we can encircle the entire park and lit up Christmas trees.
And then, so where does the proceeds go to?
So the proceeds go to Main Street Washington's General Operating Fund. It helps us continue to do great programming like the holiday snow events, continue business support, and keep our doors open.
And then, so how does somebody get involved in this and go through that process?
So if you would like a tree, you can stop into my office. We're housed with the Chamber of Commerce at 205 West Main. Pick up a form and fill it out. You can go on our website, mainstreetwashington.org, or you can give me a call and we'll talk over the phone and get a tree ordered for you.
And then is there someone or somewhere someone can go get a little bit more information on the event?
Yep, our website or our office. I'm free to take phone calls and answer any questions people have about the trees and where they go and what happens with them afterwards.
Well, I think you hit all of my points. Is there anything else that you wanted to add or anything else you need people to know?
No, I think the trees are $100. It is a memorial to someone you love or an honor of someone you love. So if you want to honor an employee or a friend who's retiring maybe and after many years of service, we'd love to see those trees as well, not just memorial trees. Obviously, that is the bulk of what we've done. We did some in honors of service men and women last year and some other ones like that. But it is a project to honor someone or memorialize someone you miss.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Sarah Grunewald, Executive Director of Main Street Washington, where she and the rest of the Main Street Washington team are hosting the second annual Lights of Love Memory Tree Project, where you can memorialize or honor a member of your group within our community via a tree. The trees are $100. To reserve a tree or to find more information about the project, go to mainstreetwashington.org/lightsoflove. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.